Proclamation number 8538 of 23rd of June, 1963. The course of development takes place in a lawful manner. You have to go through all phases of your ascent development. Not one phase can be skipped. For just as you fall into the abyss, also your ascent has to proceed. And that means that every particle of your dissolved soul, every small spark of strength once emanated by me, has to unite again to form the self-aware soul and has to have passed through all works of creation, because only through this can the union of one particle with the other take place. This will be incomprehensible to you because you also cannot imagine the multiplicity of my works of creation, and because you are even less able to think that the whole of creation is present in miniature in your soul, that you as man would be able to see nothing what is not present in your soul. And so you will nevertheless be able to think to yourselves what a measurable period of time has been necessary for this ascent development up to man. And if you then compare your earth lifetime with it, then you can truly only speak of a moment. As you go over earth as man, yet it appears very long to you, because you are sensitive to pain in this time, and earth life as man is rich in sufferings and adversities of every kind. Yet not to be compared with the time of agonies, as your soul has gone dissolved through creation. For as a human being it already possesses a certain freedom again, so that it is also able to feign a state of happiness for itself when it creates earthly pleasures for itself and fulfills earthly desires. But it is then still without knowledge of its actual nature that it can only find true happiness and inner peace when it moves again in eternal order. A state which it should strive for in all earnestness in earth life in order to reach the aim for the purpose of which it goes over earth. The whole course of development from the depths to the height took place according to the law of eternal order. No phase of development can be skipped. Why I now again? After the end of a redemption period and the beginning of a new one, will determine the same length fullness of the course of the newly banished beings. That therefore every being which has failed as a human being and has sunk so low that it cannot be spared the new banishment, will again be banished into hardest matter, and step by step has to cover the course through all creations. That it cannot already expect lighter deformations or a short and renewed course through creation. The newborn must submit to the law of eternal order and again languish endless times in bondage and agony, in order to once again be able to pass the free test of will in existence as man. This legal order cannot be overthrown, and no matter how deep my love is for my creatures, it is about their perfection, and my love cannot anticipate or abolish a law, which my wisdom and love recognized as right and good. I can only do one thing, admonish and warn you men and submit this knowledge to you, so that you still change and strive for your aim in all seriousness, as long as there is still time. That is why I still pour out my favors over mankind to an extent that you men could all become happy, if you would only use them. And I can only always give you a truthful picture what it is about your human existence on earth. I can only urgently advise you to listen to explanations of this kind and to think them through. I cannot describe to you the time of your course through creation in the state of compulsion blackly enough, so that you think about it and do everything to escape this new banishment. For you can do it because I bestow grace upon you, because I myself am always ready to help if you only show the slightest will to fulfill the purpose of your earthly existence. but I cannot put you into a state of maturity against your will which eliminates a new banishment. You must strive for it yourselves and find the way to me and ask me for help. And you are to listen to my word, which shows you the right way to me. Because with an earnest will you will also find me, and then you are rescued and no longer need to fear a renewed banishment. But I cannot depart from my law of eternal order. I must respect your free will during your stay on earth as a human being. I can only point out to you the endless torments that await you again if you do not change before the end of this earth, but I cannot force you to believe, I cannot force you to love. But love and faith must fill you if you want to be spared from the last judgment, from the new banishment in the creations of the new earth. Amen.